Guy Pilardi is a farmer in Alberg, Vermont. He grows corn and soybeans, but he also makes his living installing tile drains in other farmers' fields. Tile drains are basically a system of slotted pipes. They go about 4 feet under the ground, beneath crops. Water collects in them and flows out to the nearest ditch. Or, as Pilardi puts it,
all you're doing is simply removing some of the water and allowing air to go into it.
Pilardi says that tile drains have clear advantages for farmers.
In making air more available and water not so much a problem, you increase the yield. The spring work is more timely because you don't have to wait for the ground to dry out.
We climb into Pilardi's truck and drive to his neighbor's farm. Pilardi installed some drainage here, and you can see that the corn grows higher and taller right along the diagonal lines where the tile drains are.
I spaced them out because they didn't want me to do a complete system. They said, oh, we'll just put a tile here and there because it's not that wet. Well, that's the only corn that's tall and green is where I put a tile.
But because they provide a direct conduit for soil and nutrients like phosphorus into a waterway, tile drains are controversial. Those ditches that the water drains into, they usually go to a stream, then a river, then Lake Champlain.
Hot topic on both sides of the lake and the Lake Champlain basin right now is tile drainage.
That's Eric Young. He's an agronomist at the Miner Institute in Chazy, New York. Young's trying to figure out whether tile drains contribute to phosphorus loading in Lake Champlain, and if so, what to do about it.
Farm fields aren't 100% leak-proof. I mean, anytime we're tilling the soil and applying nutrients, manure, and trying to grow a crop, some small amount of nutrient losses or sediment losses is inevitable. Does the presence of tile drain, does that increase the total amount of phosphorus loss from a given field, or does it decrease it?
You'd think it would be simple. In order to answer the question, Young is draining 8 fields. 4 of them just use regular tile drains. And in the other 4.
So we have these control structures that go into the tile, and we can put in these 6-inch weir plates. And what they basically do is act like a dam, and they back up the water table, and that slows the rate of water movement out of the field. So what ends up happening is you get less water coming off these fields where we're holding the water back. And so that results in less nutrient loss.
But it gets a little more complicated. In a regular field without tile drains, there's more surface runoff. Eric Howe is with the Lake Champlain Basin Program.
That runoff would have sediment or mud or whatever in it. Most of the phosphorus would be attached to the sediment particles in the surface runoff. Basically, in a nutshell, that means that that phosphorus is not immediately accessible or usable by algae.
In the case of tile drains, there's less surface runoff, but the phosphorus that makes it into the waterway through the drains can directly fuel algae blooms. It's not clear which is better or worse. And Eric Howe from the Basin Program says that climate change means more rain and more runoff.
Precipitation will be increasing over the next 50 years or so, which makes things like tile drains all the more important, both for the ag producers and for water quality managers.
For now, scientists are working to get answers. This fall, the Lake Champlain Basin Program hopes to get enough money to do a thorough review of all the research on tile-drained fields. Eric Young's experiment at the Miner Institute fields will continue through 2014.